I have a short temper. I'm an untidy person. I'm always late, so what? This is who I am. Take it or leave it. There's an age-old debate as to whether our personality is developed or inherited. Nature or nurture, can people really change? For a long time in the Western world, it was believed that your personality is permanent and does not change. In fact, in 1890, William James, the famous Harvard psychologist, wrote in his influential work, The Principles of Psychology, that personality was set in plaster by early childhood. And this was the prevailed view for over a century. However, over the last century, the idea that personality was more fluid has gained ground. The Western world is now also at the point where they've realized that man does have influence and can control which traits and characteristics he or she wants to develop or redefine within himself or herself. Islam has placed a lot of emphasis on the development and the refinement of one's personality. In a hadith, it is stated, "Ma min shay'in athqalu fi mizan al-mu'mini yawm al-qiyamah min khuluqin hasan." There will be nothing more weighty on the scales of good deeds of a person on the day of Qiyamah than good character. In another narration, it is stated, "Inna al-mu'mina la yudriku bi husni khuluqihi darajat as-sa'im al-qa'im." By virtue of good character, a man can reach the same rank as someone who fasts and performs salah consistently. So all these narrations speak about the virtue and the reward of good character. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned these virtues and rewards to encourage us to improve and develop our character and personality. This in itself indicates that we are able to change and adapt our character. The ulama have stated that there are three stages of character. The first is khuluqul hasan, good character. Good character based on fairness and equality. The way a person treats you, you treat him or her. If she's nice to you, you are nice to her. In the Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzah says in Surah Maidah, وَكَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْعَيْنَ بِالْعَيْنِ وَالْأَنْفَ بِالْأَنْفِ وَالْأُذُنَ بِالْأُذُنِ وَالسِّنَّ بِالسِّنِّ وَالْجُرُوحَ قِصَاصٍ. And we would ordain for them that a life for a life, an eye for an eye, a nose for a nose, an ear for an ear, a tooth for a tooth, and a wound is legal retribution. Meaning, whatever the person does to you, you do the same to that person. You treat the person as they treat you. That is simple good character, the basic entry level. Then you have khuluqul kareem, noble character. Noble character is to overlook the bad that others have done to you. You do not retaliate. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, khudil afwa wa umur bil urfi wa aridan il jahileen. Take to pardon. Make the pardoning of others part of your character and rule with divine justice and turn aside from the ignorant ones. So here in this level, we are to overlook, to control our impulses, and not to respond to people. That is khuluqul kareem. Then the third level, which is the highest level, which is khuluqul azim, exalted character. Not only do you overlook and pardon the person who has wronged you, but you respond with being kind to that person. And this is the level of character of our beloved master, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, "Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim." That indeed, O Nabi of Allah, you are on an exalted level of character. A person came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Oh Muhammad, you owe me money. Give me my money." And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I do not have the means to repay you now." And this person then said, "This is nothing new to the Quraysh. They always act in this manner." The Sahaba radiallahu anhu were present, and amongst them was Sayyidina Umar, and they took great offense to an ordinary person speaking to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this way. And Sayyidina Umar then says that had Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam not been here now, I would have chopped off your neck. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the other end smiles and says to Sayyidina Umar, "Inna li sahib al-haqqi maqal." He has a right, and the person who has a right can claim his right. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not respond to the provocation. In fact, what he does is he quietly tells Sayyidina Umar, "Take this person and settle what is due to him and give him 20 dirhams extra because of the way you spoke to him." And Sayyidina Umar then goes away with the person, settles him and gives him extra. And the person asks, "What is this extra?" And he says, "My messenger told me to give you this." The person who was a scholar of the book said that, "I had noticed that Muhammad was different from ordinary people, and I wanted to test him. In our book, it is written that the final messenger will be such that his tolerance will supersede his ignorance. I have witnessed that for myself." O Umar, bear witness to the fact that I testify that there's none worthy of worship except Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. This was that highest level of character that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam exhibited, where he did good to those who did evil to him. So having exalted character is not that hard, but it doesn't just happen. As much as anything else, you have to want to improve your character and make choices that correspond with your belief. No matter where you are in your life, you will make the choice, or you can make the choice to change. Inshallah, throughout the month of Ramadan, we'll look at different ways in which we can improve our character and become more likable to those around us, so that we are able to enjoy the company of those around us and that they are able to enjoy our company. And in that way, we gain closeness to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.